Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andre from the Opinionated Podcast, and I just want to remind you that we are live every Sunday on our Facebook page, and you can find us wherever you stream your music at the Opinionated Podcast. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. So remember to like, share, comment, and don't forget to subscribe. Enjoy the show.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by the ladies at Ideas Unlimited. You got a birthday party you need thrown? Maybe a baby shower, a wedding party, a divorce party. These ladies got everything you need. They make everything custom to your liking. Centerpieces, backdrops, the custom balloon arches. You need a throne chair? They got you. You want to look fly on the 360 booth? They got you. They also do custom treats. You want a bag of Doritos with your face on it? A Snicker bar with your face on it? They got you. Hit these ladies up for all your party needs. They're on Facebook and Instagram. Ideas Unlimited. This is the Opinionated Podcast. We never do anything professional, but these ladies do.
We have another story today on the Painted Podcast, and we're going to play this shit. I'm going to try to see if this woman is a hero or a whore. So,
one with the hard R. Okay.
Yeah, whore, dog. Is she a hero or a whore? Let's watch this story and see what this lady did for her husband.
Dear Leon and Zach, so I can't get into detail because this case is still open and pending, but to make a long story short, I got into some legal trouble and was facing some real time. I can't get into the details, but I was going to have to sit down for a long time. So I got a lawyer and he was preparing me to take a plea deal. Well, the way things turned out, my wife knew the judge. They used to go to high school together and she said she would call him and see what she could do. I can't believe I'm telling y'all this, but my wife slept with the judge, and now I won't have to go to jail, and he's just giving me probation. When I asked my wife about it, she said she did what she had to do to keep me free and not to bring it up anymore. But it's really bothering me. I can't take it. Is she a hero or a H.O.?
Damn. All right. Burn her at the stake.
Let's get into this.
Burn her at the stake.
Every man's worst nightmare is their wife sleeping with another man. Or girlfriend at that moment sleeping with another man. Once you find out she slept with somebody, it's three questions that go through your head. A, did you enjoy it? B, is he bigger than me? And always the one you really want to know, did you suck them off?
Those are the questions you have. Not why did you do it? Those are the questions.
You know why at this point.
Because what if none of those are true? Are you like, oh, thank God he wasn't better than me. The guy you cheated on me with wasn't better than me. Let's be happy more.
Let's put a little bit of concept to this, bro. Okay, don't just make it seem like she was just out there to be out there. All right, let's put a little bit something behind this.
Get some context.
You did something that would be out of character for
why me. Why me?
Because, nigga, it's you right now, all right?
Okay.
You did something that was out of concept, I mean out of the ordinary for Andre, and now Andre is facing life. Mm-hmm. Okay? And your wife made it possible for you to not have to see any jail time because of some sexual activities that she did with the judge. What's more important to you? The fact that your wife had sex with the judge so you could be free, or the fact that you're not doing life no more?
Okay. Let me jump up in here. You talking about life. Life versus that. First of all, lock the fucking judge up. Okay.
Why?
Lock this piece of shit up because he's out there accepting ass for fucking and then just throwing away the license. Like, oh yeah, you ain't doing no more. Never mind. Like, so that's one. Okay, so we'll get into that later because I'm not gonna let that slide.
Yeah.
The story is ridiculous.
It's wild.
Let's continue. All right. Second of all, if that is our plan together, then it is what it is. I'm a agreeing party. I'm an accepting party. We can do that, and I accept what comes with it. Okay, I'm not going to say bye if it's our plan. If you, which the story implies, if you just do that shit and then say, I took care of it. How'd you take care of it? Don't ask me no questions. No, bitch, I got all the questions. And let's figure this shit out, because you just ain't going to just be giving out. What else you going to do it for? If we need milk, you just going to go out and fuck, you know, fuck the grocery nigga. He going to give you some, like, what else? Where does it stop? If you just giving out pussy or head or whatever. I don't care if it's a hand job. If you just giving out that type of shit so we can get further in life. If I'm not a party to it, or if I'm not a part of the decision to do it, no, it's not okay.
What kind of lifestyle is this woman living that she thought that would... I mean, listen, I can't be mad at her.
Bro, she didn't even hesitate. She said, nah, I got this. Hold on. Hold on.
Well, we're going off of a story.
I'm just saying.
So we don't know the conversations that were had between these two individuals. The nigga could be just talking, you know, his own... You know, every story got two sides, right? And he could just be speaking his side about how it happened from his eyes.
Bitch, get me a good lawyer. Eyes. How about that? Yeah. Go there. I mean,
what if they ain't got no money? What if she had to fuck the lawyer? Like, come on, bro. It's not.
You got all the answers. Why don't you tell me what you would do?
I'm just saying.
Why don't you tell me what you would do?
Can I just say something?
It really depends on the severity of what is happening to me for something
life,
like
nigga, that. Use the same thing.
I mean, yeah, if it's life, nigga, then I'm going to be shocked, but I'm going to be like, damn, I don't have to go to jail anymore. And now I feel like our life, I should just be pimping you at this point, because if you could get me out of jail, bitch, you could get me good money at this point. Like, so we're not just going to use this for now. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm not going to just kick her to the curb, because I mean, technically, you saved my life. You saved my life with the pussy.
Listen, I'm going to say it like this. Her sexual act saved you from a sexual act that you might be facing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know
what I'm saying? He get in there, he might want
you. You've never been to prison, and maybe you're a frail nigga, and you go there, man. Depending on how severe your case is, if you're doing life and you in there with motherfuckers that's doing life, it's niggas that prey on niggas.
Speak on the actual decision about her saying, without your knowledge, I'm just going to go take care of this that way.
And say
how you feel about that particular thing. Not getting fucked.
Oh, man, I think I'll be hurt, man. Like, it's like, damn, like, I'd be hurting mad that she did this shit. I would have to have some kind of gratitude, because I'm like, damn, you did just save me from being incarcerated, which I don't want to be, but damn, did you couldn't have done something a little different, you know, maybe strip for the nigga and have one of your girlfriends fuck the nigga or some shit.
There's so many things you could have done.
Bribe him, like, yo, like, look, let's go out to dinner. Let's talk. Whatever.
Yeah, he's clearly a piece of shit. You can get something else off on him, yo.
Yeah, put the mic underneath the table. Well, you know, listen.
She knows.
I had the mic recording underneath the table. Say, hey, listen. Right. He said, you know, some ass. You give me some of that. You give me some of what you got. I can make your husband case disappear. Click him. All right, now you said no. Now you got a dirty.
Yeah, but
judge.
That just gets a dirty judge out the seat. That don't change the scenario for the nigga that she with. Now the judge is gone. They're gonna put a new judge in. You gotta remember, they said that she knew this judge, so we don't even know if there was a past history with these niggas. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't even know. We don't even know if they had a past history. Now, if it was like a few years to like 5 years or something like that, then you got to be looking at her like, damn, bitch, like, I could have did that 5 and came home. You know what I mean? Without you having to do that. But life,
she'd have gave it up anyway. So she'd have gave
it
up anyway.
But I'm saying, okay, not life. Not even necessarily like, let's say something like 20 years. 20 years is a long time, but 20 years is 20 years. I don't give a fuck how you shake it.
I'm still gonna have gratitude. I'm sorry.
Hey, I think I'll be hurt. And I'll be like, look, can you just do me a favor? Like, real shit. I'm like, can you do me a favor? Is this girl I wanted to sleep with a long time, but I've always been faithful with you. Can we just make this even? Let me hit that so we can be even. And
like, we were even when your ass didn't have to put it up in the air in the jail cell. What she say that to you? Then what you gonna do?
It's like, you know what I mean? I can't say nothing. Like, you for real. It's like, what can I really say at that point? It's like,
Yo,
I mean, it was only a one-time thing. Like, but he said the case is still pending. That's what's crazy. So,
oh shit.
You heard him at the end. He said, "I can't speak because
the case is still pending." But he got probation though. You know what I'm saying? Instead of him, not even parole, my nigga. Not even probation.
But listen, if somebody finds out about this story and links and puts one and two together, they're going to reopen your case. Your wife just gave up some pussy. Now you probably still going to go to jail. I don't know why you would even write a radio station about that shit. I just would have sat on that shit and let it just die in my soul. Because reading that shit on a radio station, somebody can easily be like, yo.
You got to tell somebody.
Nigga, tell your therapist who got laws.
Tell your nigga at
the church.
Funny himself, so
hey, just walk out to an empty fucking graveyard. Just talk to one of them headstones. You don't even got to know the nigga, man. Just talk to a bird, your dog. I wouldn't tell a radio station. And I wouldn't tell nobody I know. I'm sorry, because it's like, yo, you don't know who's talking to who. And they can just retry the case. And now your wife done fucked a nigga to get you off, and you still going to jail. Like, so the whole plan went out the window. Like, that's so how I look at it.
If we're having a real conversation, then yes, it's something that you would show gratitude for, because it's like, wow, that really got me off the hook for a life sentence, or even 20 years, or even, it's like, all right, it was a small price to pay. So I'm not arguing that fact. But I do feel like there's levels to that particular thing. Going straight there is a little much. Going straight there is a little much. Like, if there's levels to it, you know what I mean? Because to me, if we're taking this story for face value, then we're saying that she basically decided, okay, I know how to handle this, and then went to go do some James Bond shit and seduce the judge. Which, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, she just, that's where she went, because that, to me, if we're saying that emotionally, if that happens and I wasn't a part of the decision, I'm saying that, I'm not saying I'm going to kick her to the curb completely. I'm saying, like, all right, well, our relationship at that point is probably transactional after that. We're just partners, because clearly the things that we do for each other is more like, okay, well, like, I don't have any emotional attachment to that part.
Well, right. Okay.
Because hold on. Because right. basically, it's like, all right, well, we want to buy a house. I want a better price on, just bear with me. If this is where we're going, I want to have a better price. If we're going with these fictitious ass stories, I want to have a better price on this house, and this realtor can give me a better price, and she's a woman. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fuck her so she can give us a better price. All right, sweetheart. Yeah, go ahead, take care of that so our lives can be better. Like, to me, that's where you're at. You're transactional, because the act actually doesn't mean anything. So you can just do it because, hey, I just need to get something done.
Okay, I got to rebuttal
hold
to
them
that.
And I can't
I got to rebuttal to that shit.
I can't hold them.
That was an example.
But here go one thing, Dre. You fucked this woman's wife up by committing a crime that she's now going to have to go foot the fucking bill for whatever houses, whatever bill she got, whatever kids she got. You can't do nothing in jail. You ain't that much money you making in jail you can send her to correct her life. So you got to look at it like this. You put her in a fucking bind and stressed her the fuck out about the bind so much that she took it upon herself, just like you took it upon yourself to do whatever crime you had to do. She took it upon herself to do whatever she had to do to go save her man. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you look in yourself and say, hey, if I would have just been a fucking regular ass citizen and been doing my 9 to 5 instead of and doing criminal activities, my wife wouldn't be out here sleeping with no judge. So you really got to look at it like that. Oh, no, but I'm dead ass. You have to look at it like that. Come on.
I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to take it a step further and say, yo, she could be putting herself on the line. Imagine if she throw herself out there and the judge is like, nah. And not only that, this is illegal. You tampering with a case. Her ass could get put in jail. You know what I mean? She could get locked in for that shit. So she putting her life on the line to save her man. I'm sorry, yo.
Okay,
She might be a ride or die.
Showtime says she's loyal. He's gonna stay loyal. That's his queen.
So she's your hero.
Okay, bro.
If I'm asking y'all. Stop putting me at y'all to tell me what determining about determining situation. Stop putting it on me.
I don't know the length. I don't know the length. I don't know the length that the nigga's going for in prison. But if he's looking at something substantial, like Kev said,
you. I'm yes. putting it on me. So put it on what you would do if you were in a situation.
I wouldn't be happy about it, but I would be thankful that this scenario has been handled because you did something like that. No, I'm not happy that you had to fuck the nigga, but I am happy that you could find a way without us exhausting all our funds, without all of this bullshit going on. You kind of saved my life with some pussy. How many people can you say that for? How many times can you say pussy has saved my life?
Hero.
I look at it like this. It's a lot of motherfuckers it's a lot of the motherfuckers that stay with their woman because she cheated and they married and
she vows to stick with her. She wanted to have sex.
Exactly. Just because she wanted to have sex. You saved my life from facing mad time. I really got to step back and look at it like, you know what? I'm kind of fucked up for even putting you in that situation that you would have to go. Because that got to be humiliating for her, that you would have to do something so humiliating to save me. Because I don't give a fuck how you look at it. If she's loyal like that as your wife, that has to be humiliating to her to have to go sleep with a man to save you. That's how you got to look at it. It's like, yo, she degraded herself to save her man. You would be hurt, but you got to say to yourself, like, damn, babe, if I would have known you would have done this, I would have fucking probably went to jail for you because you don't even want to talk about it. It ain't like you went out and enjoyed this shit like, oh, shit. Like, you degraded yourself for me. That's
what I wanted
to hear. You did it to yourself.
That right there is what I wanted to hear. That's a way to look at it to say, okay, that's something to take from it. So you see, she is the hero because she degraded herself for you to be able to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
Now, how would you proceed afterwards? So after it's all said and done, after everything is done, you're saying that you would be, and I'm not saying it's wrong either. There's more than one way to look at this, because I'm not saying if it's not me, then it's dope as fuck. Right? You understand? If it's not me in this situation and it just happens, that's dope as fuck, yo. Don't ever leave her. But what I'm asking is, how would you feel afterwards, once you out of jail, you not had to worry about it, she did what she had to do, we good?
I'm hurt, bro. Listen, nigga. I'm hurt on two fronts. I'm hurt that you had to lower yourself to do that, but I'm also hurt to the fact that you gave up something that I deem mines were special to me. Like, okay. I'll be hurt. And
it's nothing wrong with being okay with it, by the way. It's nothing wrong with that.
And it's going to be days where you're going to have to realize, like, yo, am I arguing with my woman because I'm mad at her, like, for doing some normal dumb shit? Or I'm arguing with her out of frustration that she cheated on me. Like, you've got to be able to fucking be like, man, I just think I'm on some dumb shit today. Like, I'm really, like, okay, she fucking let the dog jump on the couch. Why is this argument this fucking big over a dog I didn't want on the couch? Where any other time I'd be like, yo, can you tell that dumbass dog to get off the couch? But now I'm fucking, motherfucking, I can't trust you. You fucking let dogs on the fucking couch. It's the shit I'm talking about. Why the fuck am I with you? You just making these you will make unnecessary arguments in hopes of her just leaving you because you don't want to break up with her because she did something to save your ass. Now you making shit. This is something you would do unconsciously. Motherfuckers do it all the time. Yeah. Let's be real. Don't even fall like niggas don't.
It depends on the gratitude, bro.
You would do it unconsciously. Because
think about it. Nah, man. It don't necessarily have to happen like that, man. You know what I mean? You could be unconsciously or just unconscious in jail. You know what I mean? Like, you making an argument because you mad about some shit that she did because you did some shit is fucking retarded. It ain't no different than you. Okay, so boom. You do something dumb, you don't get caught. You do something, like, nothing that's illegal.
But I'm not saying make it
right. She catch you cheating, and then she cheat back on you. Are y'all square? or are you breaking up with her now because she got even? I mean, real question.
It's not that. Yo, what I'm not trying to say I'm making arguments up for leave me, but you, what I'm saying, subconsciously, that should have been on your brain and you would start fucking like, it's fucked up as you say. It'll be subconsciously something eating at you and you think and you arguing over regular normal shit, but you still upset about this other shit. I'm saying.
You better go to therapy, my nigga.
Yeah. So,
right. You better figure the fuck out because
so there,
she could be upset with you too. Yeah. Think about that shit. Like what, like you said, if it's something that she ain't want to do, imagine if this woman was 100% faithful to you, y'all whole relationship, y'all are married, that you're the only one that she can see in her future. And she has to go, what if this judge is old as fuck? You know what I'm saying? What if this judge is decrepit? What if she's doing something that is something that she would never do, but she's doing it because she knows this is what's going to save your life?
Let me put it in a different term, and then we can go back to the jail scene because I think this happened back in the day, right? Slavery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Slavery. Yeah. Sometimes, yo, the master would sleep with your wife, yo.
Yeah, like just to save you from a whip.
No.
No, he wouldn't have a you wouldn't have a choice.
Just because he wanted to.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a choice.
What are we doing then? Are you gonna you got kids? All the kids stay, you, your kids, and your wife stay in this house.
Yeah, but
hold on, just give me a second. He wants to sleep with her, right? He sleeps with her. Now what do you do?
Cause you got to look at it like this. You want to kill.
We're not going to do nothing.
You want to kill that man.
Can't
you
do know nothing.
If you kill that man,
they're risking your life for it.
Not even
you can't do nothing. Life.
They don't even do that. They wouldn't even do that. They would sell your kids separately, sell your wife separately, sell you separately. They would sell y'all.
Sell.
Yeah, they would.
Nigga, you're dead.
No,
we're talking about before.
No,
before they even get to their household, they would be sold and separated.
No, I'm telling you, because I got my family owns a plantation. They told me when slaves would commit crimes like that, because they value them as their workers, they wouldn't kill them. So, and you have to do something really, really, like you have to wipe the family out. But if you kill that, if you kill like an overseer or something like that, they would sell you all off. They would just, they would cut your arm off or cut you. Do some shit to mutilate you and then sell you all the different, all over the fucking, wherever the farthest place they can sell you. I'm gonna sell her to fucking Texas. I'm gonna put you fucking in Alabama, put you in Louisiana, put you in Florida. And they would do shit like that just so they'd be like, I fucked your wife. Yeah, you killed him, but now you'll never see these people again. And we're gonna keep doing it.
Can I comment on that? The fact that you said, yeah, because my family owns a plantation.
Yeah, so, they do.
So that means that.
I wasn't a slave owner. My family.
That means that you know how slave owners used to do shit.
My family bought the plantation. They were slaves.
Said, yeah.
I will go.
You
I will
heard
go
him? Back.
I heard him. Say,
but I'm telling you what I do. I go when I go down south. I want to know the history what my family went through. So I will go listen to these stories. My family bought the plantation, had the plantation. They were slaves on. Yeah, so what?
No. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah, run it back.
When I said, yeah, because what would you do? And you said, nah, because my family, we bought a plantation. So that means that you know the procedure the slave procedure that happened when the master wanted to fuck up somebody's wife.
Yeah,
you broke it down for us just now.
Yeah, but that's it's crazy. Yeah, I know I did, but it's crazy. But that's what I'm saying. That's how that man had to feel because it's like, yo, you can't. He can't kill that judge.
No, you can't. It's nuanced.
You know what I'm saying? You'll do life in prison, just like that slave owner. That slave couldn't kill that master because he'll keep raping my wife.
That's why I brought it up.
And he keep raping her. He'll send me away. And if I got a daughter, he'd do these niggas was like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it's like, yo, that's how now that you brought that situation, I'm looking at this situation like yo, it's no different. Like this system is set up like that. And
there's a little bit of difference. I mean, with slavery, there was no choice for her. She probably did it. She probably came home hurt, crying. He had to console her and hold her and let her know that she's
went okay, in it together.
That this is okay. You know what I mean? And that it, they knew it was fucked up. It was rape more than likely. You know what I mean? Yeah. In this particular scenario, there was a choice that had to be made and on her part. You know what I mean? Do I go and see what I have to do from this judge that I know personally to make sure that the person that I care about the most in this world could be the father of my children, husband, whomever, however close they are? What do I make this decision to do whatever the judge needs me, or do I let him rot in jail and move on? Because initially that's what would end up happening. You know what I mean? And if she chose to do that and now he has just probation, bro, that is a win for him.
I just want to let you know that the second you do some funny shit, she will let you know. I sucked that nigga dick for 3 hours so you could be out here doing this shit?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
You want to argue with me about the dog on the couch, but you don't want to talk about how I had to put the dog in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. Like, you know
what I mean? He was into some freaky shit.
Yeah. He wanted me to do some... I've never had anal beads before. This nigga started looking at her like, wait a minute, you done did shit with him. We done did.
I mean, that's, hey. Sometimes, and I'm going to tell you, if we go in there, you go in there. Because a nigga clearly, to me, a nigga who can let you, that's like a nigga who will let you fuck him. And they get, like, I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm talking about the nigga in Forrest Gump and everything. The school nigga who fucked Forrest Gump mom to keep him out of the crazy class. Yeah. You are a piece of shit. I don't care who you are. If you do shit like that, you are the biggest piece of shit. So you're into some fucking freaky shit when you do shit like that.
But yo,
you into angel beats.
Here go the craziest part right here, Dre. You got to go see that same judge to go get your probation.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga looking at you at the cross the courtroom like this.
What you gonna do?
Nigga, you can't do nothing. Nigga just smelled this whole finger in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Probation.
Hey, yo. The nigga just
smelled his finger in front of you.
Probation. Nigga,
you can't do shit. And but you know what it is, and it was something close to what we was talking about before. It's a dominant thing. That's something like somebody trying to dominate you as a man. It's like the slavery shit. The master ain't sleeping with your wife because he just is attracted to her. Well, he might be attracted to her, but he's sleeping with your wife because. No, nigga, I own you.
Yeah.
I own you. I could do what I want. I could even sleep with your wife and you can't do shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dominant thing. So you as a man, you don't want to feel dominated. That's really what it comes down to. You don't want to feel dominated. Regardless of, I'm going to finish. I'm sorry. Regardless of how you take it, yes, on her part. Yes, on her part, you're like, that was some ride or die shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she clearly a different kind of animal. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, but the man dominated you, bro. Regardless of whatever you feel for her. So that's what you're dealing with. It's not even the wife's fault. It's more about how you feel as a man and how you got dominated by that other man. That's more of what I'm speaking to.
Yeah. That's fact.
I mean, you gotta have a sit down with your wife, you know what I mean, about how you feel and be like, look, I don't like the fact he got one over on me. What's up? Can we conjure up a plan so I can fuck his wife? We got to be even.
We
got to
definitely do that.
I need daughter on the top. Daughter, yeah.
Like, let's do some grimy together.
What if you only got sons? What are we doing then?
Nah, man, you already gave
one. Did that in jail.
Nigga.
He did that in jail.
I'm just saying. Are you going to do something? I don't know.
Back to that judge.
I'm putting that nigga in jail.
I want to say some fucked up shit, but it's funny too. But that judge reading you your rights, just when they read you your shit to tell you how you got it all, they got to come at you with like, listen, Mr. James, I know you got a beautiful wife, a lovely wife, And you know, and I know she does some great she does some great missionary work for the church. And all I can say, man, it seemed like your head is in the right places, just like I see her head was in the right places.
This nigga is crazy.
Yeah. This nigga is definitely crazy.
Nigga wild.
And you're also assuming you'll be sitting there calm like,
oh, yeah, but I'm saying.
Your blood will be boiling, nigga.
But I came
go ahead, finish.
To the decision to let you go and let you enjoy your peace with some probation. Hopefully, sir, you could be a great citizen and be a shining example to your beautiful, lovely wife.
Because she loves you so much. You don't even
know. She loves you. You don't even know how much she loves you.
She loves you.
I can tell. Much. Yeah.
Yeah, that much.
She loved you
that she much. She loves you that much.
Yeah. And I pray that we don't have to see each other under these type of circumstances again.
Yeah, maybe. She took it all in and she thought about you.
You won't keep going, right? I'm in a bind, Nate. Has your blood ever boiled?
Oh, yeah.
You know what it feels like when your blood is boiling? Seriously. Mm-hmm. Has your blood ever boiled to the point where you're like, you can't control. You can't control your mouth once it gets to the point. It's not even you in here. It's literally all emotional.
Oh yeah.
As he's saying these things, you're not sitting there like, man, I'm so mad. You're sitting there like, I'm about to kill this person.
That's why you got to have an attorney so you could just be whispering in his ear all the shit that you need to say right then and there to let it loose. Because legally, they got to keep that to themselves because, if you're just sitting there, she got you, you ain't got no representation, you're going to blurt out some goofy shit.
I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. Don't ever leave this courtroom, nigga. I'm going to be out here.
Make a bed in this motherfucker.
Tell it, you can't do nothing because that nigga said, what? You just going to waste bench? That? You just going to waste the freedom that your wife gave you?
That right there gets that case thrown out.
Right there. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it definitely would.
Get off on that type of technicality. Everybody,
you know what?
You're breaking up with the bitch. You free? Like,
we going to
free. I don't need to
revisit this. I'm telling you, we're going to revisit this case in 6 more months.
Everybody revisit it. And their mothers to get them off.
Come to find out. Long history. 32 different inmates.
Sleeping with their dads. All types of shit. Just a freak. This
is sleeping with their dads.
Their dads. You're a freak. And yo, if a nigga sleep with your dad, what you doing? Yo.
Hey, yo. The nigga pop up to the house knocking on the door like, I'm here for the gangbang.
Yo, he got to die. If your dad had to give it up so you could get out of jail, he got to go, bro.
My dad got to kill
this nigga.
My dad be like, man, you look like you doing life. This nigga talking about taking my manhood.
I mean, your dad loves you very much, bro. He loves you very much.
Hey yo.
Let's talk about it.
That's wild.
He said you got six months before they lock you up, son.
Now it's impossible now, right?
Man, my dad ain't doing no shit like that.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. My dad let me sit in jail. He'll probably kill the judge.
Let me do that life.
You gonna let me do life,
nigga? Just approach your dad.
Crime, you gonna do the time, player.
See him in the bar. You see your dad in the bar. You know it's your dad somehow. I don't know. You just know it's your dad. You see the cab got the same name of his dad, so it's different. And he'd be like, your son about to do life, but there's a couple ways we can get him out.
Hey yo,
right? Your dad'll listen. He'd be like, well, what are those ways? He might want to punch him, but he's like, what are those ways? I mean. Find out, and he slides the hotel room key card over. What happens from that point on?
Your dad is slide that shit right back. Look like that nigga's going to jail.
Damn, I'm gonna miss him.
Send my condolences.
So what are y'all doing for the people that y'all love? Are y'all just letting that shit slide?
I ain't sucking no dick and fucking no nigga for you. Yeah, like, you going to jail.
What about
nobody tell you? Okay. If it was a woman?
Yes.
Oh, I'll fuck her for my wife. I'll save her life.
With permission or without permission? Because well, she's not going to get out and say
the realtor for the cheaper house.
She wouldn't even give him no money off.
Babe, you can't believe it. This bitch gave me a free cake at Walmart. Happy birthday. For the cookies. Hey,
a free cake at Walmart is fucking happy birthday.
She gave that nigga protective coating on the outside of the house. Like, what? They don't do that. Well.
shit, I got a winter coat. Like that. I'll be like, look, if I had to go that far and save my wife from doing 3 months in jail, I'd help her out.
Do you think that she would be appreciative?
Listen, you was gonna be in
or
county.
Do you think that that relationship?
Did you want to eat county food for 3 months?
Hey, yo, for 3 months, I'm sure that your relationship is over. You know what I mean? I'm sure. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, 3 months.
Did you want to eat bologna sandwiches for 3 months? Yeah. No,
come on. She's not okay with that.
Yeah, she's not okay with that.
No, I just think that we need to examine it multiple ways because, I mean, I'm going to put it out there. I know the story ain't real because the judge, the way that you get sentenced is not based on whether the judge like you or not. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. There's things that they can appeal. Like people could, they could, if it's a real case, it's not something that you could just what?
It's not,
oh. Erica, shut up. It's not something that you can actually do. You know what I'm saying? But we could talk about that. I just like to have fun and I like to see, you know, I like to see how you guys feel about that.
I'm just saying, like, babe, you gotta understand. You just got a ticket for jaywalking. These niggas will talk about 20 days of community service. Now you gotta believe me. I ain't gonna fuck this bitch. She had titties all out, ass was fat, and I said, no, I can't do this. But community service?
Your relationship is
who's I going to go to breakfast with in the morning?
Why you for the me? Next 3 weeks.
Community service? You fucking y'all around. Yeah. Saved you from a parking ticket, motherfucker. You ain't grateful. Ungrateful bitch. I had to nothing me to me. Suck my dick and you ain't got no parking ticket. Hey, that's yo. What we doing.
If
that's
she what we doing. You, if she leave you, you mad? At yourself,
I'll be talking shit like this motherfucker gonna leave me. Jazz gonna give her 3 months.
Kevin is the nigga three, to say after all the probation. Things I did for this bitch.
You know what I'm saying? She get nah. I would do.
Yeah,
I would
do. Not, I'm, the just name of
I'm just joking, but I'm just having fun. But I'm saying, like, if I was saving you from like 5-10 years in jail, you should be appreciated.
I'll ask my wife right now. What you think she'll say?
She said, "Go." She going to jail,
Erica. If you were going, if you did something where you were going to jail for let's say 15 years, and the judge somehow wanted to sleep with me, and then she'll get, and then you wouldn't have to go to jail. What would you want me to do?
I'm going to jail for how long?
15 to 20 years.
Sleep with her.
You want me to sleep with her?
Fuck yeah.
Would you leave me after I get out?
No.
Why?
Because bitch, you sleep with her to get me out of jail.
Okay. See, oh, you think I would want you to do the same thing?
No.
No.
Yo, great job.
Would you do it though? If the guy said, "All right, I could get him out of jail," would you do it?
Only if you wanted to.
But thank you. That's all but I Dre, wanted to know. Because I said if we agree on it, then I would hold no issue with her.
Ask
I'm talking
Erica
about if she
has. Ask Erica, would she have a boyfriend? Why are you doing 15 years? Shit over now.
I told her this before. I said, if that ever happened, yes, I expect you to. I want you
so
to.
So why not just sleep with the nigga so you don't got to do 15 years? Nah, you come
nah.
Home.
Hey, bro, you're not understanding what I'm saying.
I said, listen,
for a second. Correct. If we agree on it, then that's not on her. I'm talking about this James Bond-ass bitch who just decided, yo, don't worry, I'll take care of it, and then comes back like, I got you out of jail. That's not what you do, dog.
Can you imagine her coming back in her wig, the chick wig all twisted up? She just got the shit fucked out of her head off, and she like, I got you off. And you see, like, slobber marks all up her face. She's like, bitch.
Hey, yo, you
think what did she do, a sleep study?
That's my point. That's my point.
Did you do a sleep study? Why you got a slobber all over your face?
That's the point. Yes. Yeah. She, without your permission, she just went and got her head knocked off. Like, you're getting out in 2 days.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a little something more disrespectful about that. But if y'all talked about it, all right, nigga, hey, thank you for putting your vagina on the line.
Hey, if he's in jail, you can't talk about it over the phone. If he's in jail right then and there, there's no conversation like that.
You gotta lay some ground rules. Like, if you suck dick, you gotta do a horrible job like you do to me to be putting your teeth all into it. Hey, thing. Get this nigga to stop off the rip. If he asks you to suck a dick, don't enjoy it. Don't act like you know what you doing. Act like you never sucked a dick in your life. Teeth all in. Rub the back of your...
What if you like teeth?
You got shit backwards.
Yeah. Chewing on the motherfucker. Really
scratch it up. Scratch my dick.
Yo.
Man, you act like you don't know what you doing. Nigga,
Steve. So you want her to do a bad job.
I want to do a bad job of everything, but get me off.
He only going to take a couple years off. You know what I'm saying? You got to back up.
You sacrifice.
Do your worst. Make this nigga forget that I even exist. And when he get there, this man couldn't have done these crimes. He needs to be free. I need to be one of his favorite people in the world when you get done. Because if you going to do it, it don't matter at this point. It's being done. So do it to make sure that I don't give a fuck.
My man Marlon said, Get the toy out.
When that rent late. When that rent late too.
Tell me.
Where does it stop?
Just don't tell me nothing.
See, that's different. That's different. Don't tell you nothing.
You know what? If you tell me some shit like, you don't want to know. And I'll be like, you know what? You're right. I don't. But I appreciate whatever you had to do to make this work. Because, I am home.
Bro, that's different, though.
But, I mean, she could have gave him the option. Like, you really want to know? Yeah, I want to know. I'm pretty sure you don't want to know. No, I really want to know. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I did to get you free from the stupid shit that you did to fuck my life up.
What if it was an accident, my nigga? Like, you put all the extra sauce on it. What if it was an accident? What if something just happened if it was an accident? I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying this
wrong.
What
does that matter when her life is, there's two lives involved here. You know what I'm saying? And you are going to jail for God knows however long, a lifetime in her eyes.
You know what I mean? You are.
And she don't want you to go. She gonna give somebody a little bit of pussy, a little bit of play for one night. One night only.
That's fine.
The thing about it is, would you let your wife fuck somebody for $1 million?
No.
You know what I mean? No, right?
No.
Would you fuck
$1 million
for your life? For your life.
Here's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Let's walk it. I just want people to see it from their own, so we can get some genuine answers, which we already did, so that's not a problem. Fran Drescher. You know Fran Drescher got graped in front of her husband. You know that?
Graped.
I'm not saying the actual word because it's
Grape. Okay, got you.
You know she got graped in front of her husband. You know that?
How did that happen? What happened to him?
Hmm?
What was he doing?
They were getting robbed.
Oh,
crazy!
Broke into their house, and that's what happened.
And it stayed
now. What?
Life.
Now what?
You stayed with her because
now what? No, just no. I'm saying let's have a conversation about that.
You'd be fucking devastated. You want to kill that nigga who did that to her. You'll be there. I don't give a fuck. You'd be there for life. It's nothing she put on herself to fucking do that situation. If that happened to that woman and she getting robbed, cool. Listen, stick with your woman.
That's like the slavery thing.
Yeah, but
it's trauma. It's traumatic.
It's traumatic. Yeah. But if she saves your life, you really got to look at it, because you just blew my mind when you said something earlier. You said...
That's a real fucking story. That shit...
That is a real story.
That made me so mad hearing that, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah,
but you blew my mind when you said earlier, because I'm going to go back to what you said earlier.
I'm going to kill you.
You will be mad if your wife didn't tell you, but she saved you from doing 15 to 20 years in jail. But you expect her, if you did get 15 to 20 years in jail, to have a man.
Yeah.
Would you expect after your 20 years is up for her to leave him and then y'all come back to a relationship?
I never ever said that.
All right. Well,
shit, her life has to go on. So I'm trying to take myself out of it and put everybody else into it.
Well,
so
you can put me in it. Yeah.
So what I'm because what I'm saying is my wife would know if that was on the table to then come to me and say, hey, he said this. And I would probably say, okay. I'm not saying I wouldn't say it. I'm saying that if it was just done. So let's throw all that out the window.
Yeah.
Because that's the argument that we keep having is if she doesn't say or she doesn't
if
say.
She doesn't I'm saying, say, yeah.
If it's to save my life, all right. So the Fran Drescher thing, I just threw out because that was a piece of interesting
did news. Save his life because she probably blew my mind.
I mean, they was in there. They was gonna kill motherfuckers. Like it was a real thing. Like that shit. Yo, God bless her. They're divorced now, but that's something I don't think you can get through. I just think you need a lot of. That's hard, bro. Because
that is a hard. That's a hard pill to swallow.
I don't even want the judge to put that nigga in prison. Yo, just give me 5 minutes with him on some shit like that. Give me 5 minutes with him. He won't go to prison. He'll go to hell.
Excuse me, hell. 5 minutes and two crackheads.
Nah, that's my bare hands. I got to kill that nigga with my bare hands.
I'm going to kill this nigga. He going to get raped, though. I'm getting a pool stick something. This nigga getting raped. You rape my wife. I'm going to torture him. I'm pool cooling you, nigga. I'm sorry. I know niggas ain't pause, but I'm sorry. You took something from her. I'm going to take something from you before you go to hell.
Yeah,
that's it.
Sorry,
I'm gonna fucking you gonna die with a pool cue up in your ass. You gonna die looking like a fucking corn dog. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we gonna definitely. Yeah, we gotta do that.
Like a puppy. Sorry, that's my uncle. Let's say edit the fuck out.
But I'm sorry. Let's say because you ain't go crazy with it. Let's say she did it to save his life. Let's say the dude was going to because that's how I imagine it. I imagine a guy has a gun to his head and she and basically says, "Come in this room."
Man, you gotta nigga, you gotta be grateful for it.
You have to be grateful, no matter what. That's not a conversation.
You cry because that shit is in the other room. You can hear everything, and you can hear the pain in her voice. And you sitting out there, and you like, yo, motherfucker, like you'll be doing everything to try to. You think you can break the cuffs? You feel as though you can break the ropes. You like,
Yeah, the pleasure of dying. We're gonna have some fun before you go.
That's sad, and I feel for that woman. And if she had to do that to save her husband's life, man, listen, my nigga. Even if y'all ain't divorced now, you owe that motherfucker for the rest of her life. Whatever, y'all should have a stunning relationship after divorce. You should always be kind and willing to do anything she asks you to fucking do. You know what I mean?
Crazy, whatever. Bro. Humans are interesting.
Humans are interesting. We are some fucked up creatures because that was a thing. They were robbed. Like that's been a thing since the dawn of time. Men would take over other men's villages and do whatever they want.
Rob and pillage.
It's been a thing. And that judge did nothing but the same thing. That judge that did that to that woman, he pillaged that man's wife. He said, I own your life. Your life is in my hand, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with you. I am going to dog walk your wife.
Dominate.
No.
Don't give you.
It seemed like the judge put the option on the table. She
was probably saying,
knew the judge. And yeah, it was like,
what can I do to get my husband off?
It sounded like she offered the pussy. And he was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, so that's why we're not gonna go back to it because that's what I keep saying. But like that to me, just I don't want to keep talking about it. The lack of conversation changes things for me. Not to say I wouldn't be grateful. It's just to say after that, it's like, damn, bitch, what else would you do? Like it's just never gonna be like, cool, let's continue. Nah. It's gonna be like, I'm grateful. That don't mean I ain't gonna side eye you like this bitch out here. This, I don't know what the fuck she giving out hand jobs and blow jobs for. I don't know.
Can you imagine?
It was the first option.
Can you imagine? She's like, come on, this is the last joke. But she's like, I only have
it ain't.
That is, I only have 15 and I put 20 in the tank, but he let me slide with the 15.
I don't know what that mean, Kev.
Look. I went to get gas and then put 20 in the tank by accident. Only had 15, but he let me slide. Your whole mind said, "Like this bitch probably fucked this nigga for $5 for the rest of the fucking money in the gas tank." You just sitting in the back of your head, just sitting there while you watch TV.
I mean, you joke, but that's the type of shit. Like, if that's what my point, it's like, you're never going to be okay. I don't care how much of a man you are and how much, it's just, you're going to consider it to be more transactional. Because if that was the first option without coming to you and respect, because that's, I'm going to continue to go back and forth because that's just the way I feel.
Yeah,
that's why I was always saying, don't get into the way I feel. I want to know how y'all feel, but we already know that.
Nah, we get it, man. I get it. So it's like a lot of people, we're going to wrap this up because we outside. Some people felt, hey, just do it off the
buddy.
Yeah, some people felt do it off the rip. Some you and a lot of, some you felt, hey, come have the conversation with me. Some people felt, they'd be everybody still hurt else. By this. Yeah, some people said they'd still be hurt by it. I felt I would still be hurt by it. Some said they'd be grateful for the shit and forget about it. It's always a lot of mixed emotions because you got to think about it, man. I don't give a fuck how you look at it. Anything over 4 years in jail, anything over 5 years in jail, I don't give a fuck. Anything over 5 years in jail, long time to me. I ain't give my time to no motherfucking body. It is a long time. 10 to 15. Oh, listen.
One last thing.
Go ahead.
Y'all both in the room. The cop that arrests you. You and your wife in the room. The cop that arrests you. They walk out of the room. They come back. She like this. All right, you getting out today. Don't worry about it. You good with that? She didn't tell you. She didn't ask you. She just went and did it. You say, what you mean? I had to suck his dick. You good with that? And y'all about to go home and have a happy life? Even if you was about to go home, if you was about to get in jail for life.
You'd be looking at this bitch like this.
I don't even know.
My point is, the bail money. No conversation had.
I had the bail money in my pocket. I'm going to get out regardless. Goofy asshole, you just sucking dick. Anybody take these cuffs off me, man. Get this bitch with you.
Hey, you still grateful and you going to cherish her for life and your partners and everything? That, or because it was the first option, she didn't tell you. She just went and did it. Like, man, that's just the way she handles shit. Now, how do you feel?
That's different because you're just getting arrested. Like, you don't even know you don't even know how much time.
Nigga, it's bad. Nigga, you know it's bad. They caught you on a motherfucking double homicide. Now what?
You caught me with a double homicide. You sucked a little dick for me to get free. I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
Oh, okay.
Body,
all right.
Body going to disappear? Cool. Oh, shit. The fuck?
That's now, all right, now I'm going to start thinking.
That's 25, 30 years.
Have her suck dick to get out?
I'm gonna go kill everybody. We're gonna be best friends.
So we kind of even.
We're gonna be the best team murderers of the history of the world.
Yeah, because
all you gonna do is suck dick.
Whatever happens, this cop is now an accomplice. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right, we all good. Your girl walked in, sucked dick. Talk about and then
a
you
double.
Free.
I got caught in a double homicide and I got off because of some dick sucking.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Hey. Bitch.
Yeah, brush your teeth and
little kiss.
We gone.
We high five for the next 6 months. I know I'm making this clear.
That's life. Cool. Yeah. I know. You know you're going, you got caught. You there? Hands up.
Now
hands up. Dick, and you let me free? Oh yeah.
Now let's further the conversation and then we can stop. Traffic stop. You was going 100.
And
the cop comes and then she says, "Hold on," and then she just goes and does that. But where does it stop?
Better get the fuck out my car.
Where does it stop?
That would just be losing my license.
Where does it stop?
Not even. You know what I mean? You might be able to fight that ticket. You know
principal,
what I mean? Get it lowered.
Principal gonna kick your son out of school. Yeah. Where does it stop?
He just a hoe at that point.
Like, to get out of free
it
car.
Starts and stops when my life is on the line. We can't take care of this shit financially. You know what I mean? With some type of due diligence.
Did you just fuck the piece, man? Because I didn't give this nigga a tip.
I'm gonna give you another one because they keep coming to me now. Let's say this. She going out of the room. She come back. She fine. She like, listen, I got a proposition for you. He was just telling me. I tried to do something, but he wasn't into it. But he said, if you go in there.
Nah, man.
He said it. He said if you go in there and you got a solid 10 minutes in you.
A solid 10 minutes.
Listen, we both, because we both can walk. Because we both gonna go to jail. So it's life for both of us, because you know, I'm your accomplice. So if you go in there and just, you know, just give him the best you got for 10 minutes.
I'd rather
give him then we both can walk. You ain't gonna do that for her since you're so thankful. Since both of y'all are so thankful. Y'all ain't gonna do that for y'all kids?
Man, listen, Dre, you gotta look at it like this. I fucked this nigga one time.
Kev, you ain't gonna throw no ass. Kev, you not gonna throw no ass. You not gonna throw no ass for 10 minutes.
Throw ass for 10 minutes? I thought you said fuck him. I ain't fucking him.
Or that?
Nah.
Close your eyes.
How the fuck this nigga, listen. It's better than me possibly getting raped in prison. I gotta weigh that option.
Wait.
How good can I really fight in jail to keep niggas from taking my ass?
Listen, you fighting off multiple, maybe infinite men, fighting them all for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life.
Or just fucking one. This nigga one time.
Just cracking them. Just giving them a... Just,
I might even wind up fucking the nigga in jail because I got life. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know? Kev will get into the groove and start dugging it on the snake.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga.
And they're going to be that motherfucker like, yo, we're going to earn this shit.
Yeah. Dre ain't going to be sitting there in the first night.
Now me.
Nah, I'm going to say, who'd you do? What would you do, Dre? Because you about to do life. You want to fight niggas off for the rest of your life? Saving your asshole? Or are you going to bust this nigga down real quick with 10 minutes?
And that busting the nigga down is crazy.
I'm just saying. You got to think about it. What you going to do?
Huh? Listen, that's a great question.
Nah.
We'll answer that on the next episode.
Nah, we ain't answer that shit. We answer that shit right now. This nigga going to try to hang up. I'm just saying. What you going to do?
Trying to hang up.
I don't know. That might be one of them ones, man. I don't know.
You going to hit them off?
If it gives both of us free, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You got to think about it. You are going to be fighting. You on a murder block with lifers every day. You remember the story of the boy? There was a nigga called the Booty. What is it called?
Warrior.
The Booty Warrior. There's a million Booty Warriors in this jail.
And they all want some fresh meat.
You heard the story he told. They make fake holes in walls, punch holes in walls, and scare niggas.
Crazy.
Can you imagine? How about think about this? Say if you had like the foresight that you could see your cellmate going to be some 300-pound 6'10 nigga. And
I gotta take
you
one
just
for
had
the team,
that
bro.
Foresight.
You got to take one for the team. Sorry. You got to take one for the team because it's going to get both of y'all free. And I'll just never speak on it again.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Sorry. You go, hey. Better say that.
I'd rather be the pitcher than the catcher.
Look, Kev will never answer this. His masculinity will never let him answer this.
Yo, I have no clue what the fuck.
Here
I
we go.
I mean, yo, if it's a life or death situation, it's for life or in jail nigga? Or being that's life or death, nigga. You in jail. I don't know. One to infinite. You might
put
greater than sign on the one. You know what I mean? Like
infinite grapes.
Listen,
listen,
and not to even give out no puns.
Nigga, I'm like this. You give
an inch, they take a mile. You know what I mean? What if you do the police officer just showing up at your door looking for seconds, thirds?
See, now you put too much on it. Answer the question. You put too much on it.
I'm just saying.
He's gonna hang himself.
More.
This nigga really going to go to the policeman's ball.
Like, man. Hey, Bob, I thought you wasn't gonna say nothing, Bob. Fuck, man.
Imagine your name getting out in the police station as the nigga who can fuck the other police officers, male police officers.
Yo this all gay police station is crazy.
They got the lowest crime rate in the city.
ever. You want to get out of here? You want me to let you go?
You'll never commit another crime in your life. I ain't getting involved with these cops. These cops,
it's like, everybody in the town know, like, man, I ain't commit no motherfucking crimes.
No crimes.
They why? The biggest gang in the
why
world.
Why they be beating on y'all? Fuck though, man. Every time you arrest somebody, they offering to fuck you all types of shit. I'm cool, nigga. I'm good. Hey, yo. I am an upstanding citizen. Nigga, I will never do a crime.
Nigga, I do 35 and I do 34 and 35. Nigga, shit. Both hands.
You got the niggas who doing the crime just because they know that the offer's going to come.
That's crazy. nigga, go full killing spree just to get shot.
I'm saying, man, you really gotta weigh them options. Like, can I fight? Can I really fight like this every day? Like,
no.
One loss is one. I take one knockout is a wrap.
Man,
I'm waking up in solitary, in the infirmary on my stomach. One knockout.
Hey, man.
I'm saying.
What kind of man are you?
Are you the man that's going to take some dick to stay home from jail? Or are you the man?
I ain't taking no dick. I'll go to jail. Fuck that. I just keep fighting.
Risk your life.
I ain't raping me. Ain't no raping. I just, I go fight. I just have to lose.
Great.
I'm not great me. You not going to say, now that's a different thing. You say to let the cop do me? Now I go to jail. Fuck it. I'd rather lose a fight. At least I lose my manhood. I ain't giving it up. I'm going to lose my shit. Throw me in jail, bro. Go ahead. Fuck that.
Throw me in the least grapiest jail you have, though. That's all I request. Yeah.
That's it. Listen, you ain't doing me dirty. I sit in the cop. But see, then, nah, because it's bad all the way around. All
right.
It's like, nigga, what? You thought this was an offer?
This is happening, and you're going to jail.
You had a chance.
You there warmed up, home,
but now we're giving you an audition.
I'm weird like that. I send people to jail after I do this.
Hey, yo. I'm done with this. I'm done.
Get out of here, man. It's a nigga right now making that proposition.
Oh, whoa.
In America.
In America.
On that note, we're out of here, man. Enjoy y'all weekend. Thank y'all for tuning in. We love the comments. Comment as always, man. Peace.
Y'all got to stop.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Opinionated Podcast. If you love today's episode, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review. 5 stars. We don't want nothing less. If you're an artist, actress, a songwriter, an author, or you're doing something that's interesting and you want to be a guest on our show, please email us at opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. That's opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day.